We're joined now by Nancy Gregory.
Oh, hi. Good to hear yours as well.
Well, you're getting ready for July 6th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center, and this is a major production. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a musical comedy. It's a lot of music and a lot of laughter in it. It is a show that I started thinking about, honestly, about 10, 11, 12 years ago. My brother, very conveniently, married a beautiful Cajun girl from Lafayette, Louisiana. And although I'm from the Midwest, I would hear all of their stories and her stories about, you know, what her life was like. So about 10 or 12 years ago, I went down to Lafayette by myself for 3 weeks and just talked to everybody I could talk to and went to every Zydeco club I could get into and found out the history. And I realized that this was such a rich culture that you could easily write a musical around it. And that's how it started. So I went and wrote an outline and then ended up about to proceed to the next level when Katrina hit. And I knew then that it was not the time to do anything because it was far more important that people get their lives back together. So 10 years went by. And then truly about a year and a half ago, I was telling someone about it. And they said, man, you should write that. So I did. I wrote it. And that's how we got started and went to Lafayette and did it at the Heyman Theater, our workshop. And had 1,400 people come right during the flood, mm-hmm. which was amazing, and gave us a 10-minute standing ovation. So I said, okay, I have something here. And kept writing, and at the end of last year, we did a little stint at the, a little run at the Orpheum Theater. And now it's been revamped and redone. I finally had time to do that, and now we're opening it in a big way at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center out here in the Metairie area, and a gorgeous theater, by the way. And Dennis Asaf, who runs it, has been incredibly helpful and a great partner. And iHeartRadio has come on as our partners, and, you know, we're doing great. We're working our tushes off, as they say.
Well, the show is at Jefferson Performing Arts Center, Metairie, July 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and it is a labor of love for a veteran of show business, Nancy Gregory and GS Productions. And for those of us who live in Louisiana, sometimes we probably lose sight of the unique nature of our culture. It is something that obviously captivated you, Nancy.
Oh, it really did. It really did. You know, clearly, you know, the music and the even the dance and the, you know, everything that surrounds it and the history is so fascinating. But what really struck me, to be honest, Jim, is the people themselves. I mean, I truly fell in love with this whole area because of the people. You know, I spend a lot of time in Los Angeles, and although it's a beautiful city and all of that, you barely know your neighbors. And I was there in Lafayette when the flooding hit last year. In August, and I never saw anything like that, how people helped each other. And that's what I find everywhere I go in Louisiana, and I knew that that's something that should be prominent in the show. And this show is very, very celebratory about the people who live on the bayou, on a bayou. And it's a love story, very much a love story. It's a love story between the people and their culture, but it's also a love story between a young man and all the young people that live here who have their own dreams, and they're not sure if they should stay or they should go, but of course that happens in every society. And so there's a love story between a grandfather and his grandson, who's the millennial guy, and then the millennials have lots of friends, and they have their own dreams, and he's also in love with a girl. And basically what I did is I took these two very different generations and pulled them together through this story where they helped each other, which goes back to the thing I love the most about this culture. And you know, you get a lot of laughs and a lot of music and a lot of dance while you're at it, watching this story.
Nancy, how intricate a process is it to put together a musical of this magnitude?
It's huge. You know, I always say, I mean, I love doing it more than anything in the world, but it's like a gigantic jigsaw puzzle because, you know, not only am I the director of the show, I wrote the show, and I'm also the choreographer and the producer, you know, along with other people who are producing with me. But it's, you know, it's so interesting because every word that you write, you have to think, how is that going to affect a scene five scenes later? What that person has said there, how does that affect there? And so to intertwine, it's this wonderful, wonderful jigsaw puzzle. And because I know dance so well and I know directing so well, I'm also thinking about, now, how are the sets going to move? Can we move the sets? Do I have to put music in here? It's fabulous. It's so much fun. I can't even tell you.
Where are most of the cast members from?
Well, they're completely all from this area. We have quite a large cast of about 30 people, and I would say 7/8 of them are from New Orleans, and the other bit are from Lafayette. Some people that started with us in the workshop that are just so talented, I brought them with me. So,
and how long does it take to get ready for something like this?
Well, in our case, it's a little laughable because, you know, based on scheduling and cost and all of that, I've basically, when people come on the 6th of July, they will know that I've had about 2.5 weeks to do the whole show put back together. Now, I had the show in place, you know, down in a couple months ago, but when you change everything and you change lines and you refine it and you make it better and you add things and take away things, it's a huge to-do. Plus, I've got, I would say, three-quarters of the cast are new. So they had to learn their characters, and everybody has jumped in like you cannot believe. And we're doing extremely well, I must say. It's coming through. So it will play well.
I hear the music. Well. I hear the music is magnificent.
It really is. I called a friend of mine who I've worked with before. In fact, I had written with him. We'd worked on a musical about his music, and he's a very famous Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, and has truly written like 50 of the biggest hits that any of us know. If you're alive in this time, you've heard his music, and it's everything from.
Are you going to name him?
Yes, I was going to sing for you first.
Well, go.
But you know the song, There She Was, just a-walking down the street, singing doo-wah-diddy. I mean, he's done Chapel Love. His name is Jeff Berry. He has brought together a team. He brought in a gentleman named Clarence Jay, who's also a Grammy winner, and another fellow, Joseph Gordon, who is from this area down here, who's a new singing sensation. And the three of them have written all the music. So, you know, if nothing else, Jeff certainly knows how to write hits. So some of the music is just, you hear it and you go, oh, well, that's a hit. Huh. So, you know, it's a thing. But they were great to work with because I knew what I wanted for each scene in the music, and I would tell them, and they would come up with something, and then we'd play with it. And, you know, it was a wonderful group of people to collaborate with.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Nancy Gregory. It's July 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center.